It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Friday. Yes, we made it to Friday, but it is March 13th, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Mostly cloudy skies in downtown Salt Lake City, and it's been chilly today, 40 degrees.
Injury accidents, Redwood Road, another at 3500 South. I'm Ricky Meese.
And KSL's top story this hour.
Coronavirus.
Breaking news on KSL News Radio. We learned in the last 10 minutes two more confirmed cases of coronavirus in Utah. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt reports the two are in Summit County, and he brings us the latest.
The Summit County Health Department announcing two new cases of COVID-19 in the county. Both are adult men under 60 and are out-of-state visitors. The two did not travel to Summit County together. Their symptoms are described as mild. The county health department is now working to identify and contact anyone who came into contact with these two men. Those people will be monitored for symptoms relating to coronavirus. The two previous cases include a man under 60 who lives in Summit County and an out-of-state man, also under 60. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
In just about an hour from now, the state is expected to provide a daily update on the spread of the virus locally. And President Trump is expected to declare a national emergency. We will have both covered right here on KSL. We're also hearing about a possible announcement from the state school board later this afternoon. So be sure to stay with us here on KSL News Radio and KSLNewsRadio.com, where we will continue to post the updated information. We received word today from the state courts that all jury trials scheduled from today through April 10th have now been continued and will need to be rescheduled. The state agency also says if you're supposed to be in court and you feel sick, please file for a continuance and reschedule. Coronavirus concerns are making their way into movie theaters, but KSL News Radio's John Wojcik says local theaters are taking extra steps to keep their theaters clean and open.
Megaplex Theaters is announcing that they are remaining open, but they're limiting capacity to no more than 75 people. This is even less than Governor Gary Herbert's limit of 100 that he announced yesterday. Blake Anderson, president at Megaplex Theaters, says they're not taking any risks.
We just want to make sure that people know that this is a safe place to come. It's a great place to escape for a couple hours to just sit back and get lost in a movie.
The company will sanitize occupied seats between shows, and also they're scaling back prepared and perishable menu items in their food courts. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The Salt Lake City Marathon coming up on April 17th is still going to take place. According to race organizers, the group says that they are working closely with local and state officials, and as of right now, preparations continue for the race. They do say the situation is rapidly evolving, and they will be providing updates on the race website if anything does change. The four upcoming concerts at the Vivint Smart Home Arena through April have now been postponed. A release from the arena management says people can either get refunds or get tickets for the reschedule. Scheduled show. The postponed performances, including the Post Malone, Celine Dion, and Cher. And we do have some breaking news here on KSL News Radio. Boyd Matheson, host of Inside Sources, joins me now. And Boyd, what's happening?
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has issued an additional announcement today regarding the temples of the church in relationship to the current health conditions and the coronavirus. So there are a number of things in this. First, where government or other restrictions on public or religious gatherings are in place, that the temple will only do living ordinances, so marriages and those kinds of things, by appointment. So here in the state of Utah, under the current restrictions that the governor had laid out yesterday, temples will be open, but only for those living endowments or marriages, sealings, those kinds of things, and by appointment only. In other areas of the world, some temples have already been closed. Those will remain so, and they will all be done within the context of what the government officials and healthcare professionals on the ground are doing. So temples remaining open, And again, based on what's happening on the ground there, very restricted in terms of what they're doing there.
Is there a timeline on these restrictions, Boyd?
They go into effect on March 16th. So they will start on Monday of next week on those, and then it will be just on a case-by-case basis. Again, working with local leaders, we have temples around the world. Those that are closed remain closed. Those in areas where there isn't really any health threat yet, more in places like Africa and South America, some of those will remain just status quo in terms of what they're doing there.
All right. Thank you very much, Boyd Matheson. And in other local news this half hour, police are trying to find suspects in two different murders that happened in less than 3 days along the Wasatch Front. We get the very latest on that story from KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson, who joins us live. Paul?
Maria, police say they're still trying to find any kind of suspects. They're tracking down leads on two different shootings. One happened late last night. This was an 18-year-old man shot late Thursday night in Layton near 700 North and Fairfield Road. Victim was taken to the hospital, which is where he died. Investigators believe the shooting was not random, and they do not believe that there is a danger to the community, although the suspect is considered armed and dangerous. Also, Unified Police say they're still trying to get details of a shooting at a Mill Creek home where a woman died after going to a friend's house. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
And coming up on Utah's New News, we will hear from the doctor who is leading the U.S. effort to slow down the spread of the coronavirus and look at your new time drive.
We do have a crash with injuries. It's been blocking a right lane of traffic southbound Redwood Road just before 70th South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Two cruise ships quarantined over coronavirus. Survey of 1,100 Americans, 66% would turn down every cruise.
Yeah, it's a germ spreading machine. 9 to 11 on KSL News Radio.
Guys, ED is a serious subject and one that plagues a lot of men. The good news is that you can fix the problem without any medication, injections, or surgery. Wasatch Medical Clinic is the only clinic in the country that uses two different kinds of proven wave therapy, radial and focused, to open up and regrow blood vessels where you need it most. What does that mean for you? It means that we can eliminate your ED quickly and affordably. No pills and no side effects. If you're struggling with ED and want a long-lasting fix, call us right now. We are running an unprecedented special, never before offered. We'll give you the initial medical exam, assessment, and blood flow ultrasound totally free. That's a $300 value. Additionally, if you call us now and come in and take our treatments, we'll give you a special gift that produces instant results, improving intimacy immediately. The number is 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now to claim that offer, 801-901-8000.
From Dave Sin of Provo, dear Mr. Whipple, please call me Kent. Whipple Service Champions installed my furnace and AC 8 years ago. I forgot you gave me a 10-year parts and labor warranty. I used my big box store credit card to get it fixed. They send out Brand X Company. Bob tells me, you need an $1,100 motor. Name changed to protect the guilty. 30 minutes later, he says, you need a $2,200 compressor and maybe an entire system. I then remember my Whipple Service Champions 10-year parts and labor warranty. Clinton Evans arrives on a white horse painted to look like a Whipple van, puts down his red carpet and puts on his shoe covers, and cheerfully puts back in my perfectly fine motor. He replaces a capacitor. That's all it was. Clinton is a poster child for Whipple Service Champions. I will use no one else forever. Thanks, Dave. Big savings of $3,000 or more on new equipment, and it comes with a 10-year parts and labor warranty at Whipple Service Champions. Call 801-444-FAT.
Whipple.com, heating troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
KSL News Time, 12:08.
In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Let's go in-depth on the surge of the coronavirus cases around the country. Cecilia Vega asked Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institutes of Health how long this outbreak will likely last.
Well, it's certainly going to get worse before it gets better. And the kinds of mitigation strategies, containment and mitigations that you're talking about, is to do that kind of physical separation of people, which is one of the very effective ways that you can really mitigate the spread of the virus. If you look at the pattern of viruses, particularly these types of viruses, and even look at what's gone on in China and in Italy and in South Korea, you go along like this, the way we were, and then you have a big spike that goes way up, and then after a while, after much disease and suffering and death, it comes back down again. The purpose of the mitigation is to get that peak and to blunt it so that it's a bit of a hill as opposed to a mountain. We're at a critical point now, more in some regions of the country than in others, but in general, the kinds of things that are going on will hopefully make that blunting of that peak so that we could save a lot of lives and save a lot of illness.
But to be clear, we have not peaked yet.
No, there's no doubt that we have not peaked yet.
And Dr. Fauci speaking this morning on Good Morning America. KSL News Time, just past 12:09. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's My Style Checking with Rewards. Ricky Meese, thanks for being patient through the breaking news.
Quite all right. As you can imagine, we have much lighter than normal traffic on the Valley freeways, where you are going to see overloaded traffic, parking lots. So treat this like you would a Black Friday. Be respectful. Look all around you. Watch for pedestrians and slow down, because there's a lot of heavy traffic, high volumes of cars in those parking lots. On the surface streets, we have heavier traffic than normal. We have a crash with injuries in West Jordan, 7800 South at Temple Drive. That's 1300 West. A crash with injuries in West Valley, 3500 South. Now, this is right by I-215's junction. It is as you're traveling eastbound, and they're over to the right shoulder. And for downtown drivers, an auto pedestrian crash, possible injuries, 500 West, 400 South. It's time to get a home energy plan from Dominion Energy and learn how you can conserve to save money on your monthly gas bill. Visit ThermWise.com to get started. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Let's get the very latest on the forecast. Here's Dan Guthrie.
Cloudy skies, a couple scattered showers possible south of I-80, highs in the lower 50s. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, it's kind of a chilly day. And let's see, right now we have 40 degrees. And still to come on Utah's Noon News, in about 5 minutes, we're going to hear more from Dr. Fauci as he talks about the testing capabilities of hospitals and clinics around the country when it comes to the coronavirus. So stay with us right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's news station.
Guys love shopping at Diamonds Direct because they can always get a bigger, better diamond for less.
We got a higher quality diamond for less money than we looked at any other stores that we went to.
I even shop down in Mexico, thinking maybe down in the Caribbean it would be better off, and nothing could beat what I found here.
The value and the deal that you can get by cutting out the middleman.
You're certainly getting quality and price, which you don't find elsewhere.
But beyond the value, what guys really love about Diamonds Direct is they make it easy with transparency, education, guidance, and respect for you and your budget.
What I thought was going to be a stressful situation ended up being completely pleasant, enjoyable process from beginning to end.
For all the dudes out there, buying jewelry is difficult and stressful. Diamonds Direct eliminates all that.
If you're looking for zero hassle, zero high-pressure sales techniques, Diamonds Direct is the place to go.
Discover a truly guy-friendly jewelry shopping experience.
I guarantee you that once you walk in these stores, you're not going to go anywhere else.
Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion.
6400 South, across from Fashion Place Mall. So you're 62 years old or better and have spent the best years of your life working to pay down the mortgage on your home. With the rising cost of just living life, maybe it's time to use your house to pay you back. Your home can help pay for your retirement with tax-free money. Best of all, never make a single payment on the money you receive for as long as you live in your home. You keep up your taxes and insurance, and your house takes care of the rest. Let the folks at Reverse Freedom show you how to stretch your retirement income. It's called a reverse mortgage. You've heard of it, but watch out. There's a lot of misinformation going around about reverse mortgages. If you're going to talk to anyone, talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they do is specialize in reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. And MLS ID 1382816.
When you see news or a traffic trouble spot, let us know on the Utah Community Credit Union text line at 57500. Make sure you text us safely. KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Summit County now has 4 cases of coronavirus. The county health department says the 2 new cases are out-of-state men under age 60. I'm KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Second all-state jury trial scheduled from today through April 10th have now been continued and will need to be rescheduled. The state agency also says if you're supposed to be in court and you feel sick, please file for a continuance and reschedule. Third is a look at your noontime drive. It's sponsored by Mountain America's My Style Checking with Rewards. Here's Ricky Meese.
Happy Friday on this Friday the 13th. Overall, Valley Freeway traffic not bad. A little bit of heavy and slow traffic northbound going through Layton in Davis County and a crash with injuries. 7800 South at 1300 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly cloudy, highs in the lower 50s, a couple scattered showers possible, mainly south of I-80. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
And 44 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump set to speak at the White House. ABC News learning he's expected to declare a national emergency due to the coronavirus outbreak. That would open the way for states hit hard by a jump in COVID-19 cases to get federal aid. At the same time, lawmakers are working toward a bipartisan relief package that would also help Americans struggling either with health issues or work loss from the coronavirus. States and communities also pushing to expand testing at the urging of the nation's health leaders. New York State rolling out its first mobile testing unit just north of New York City. And Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau speaking out at an isolated podium today.
I have no symptoms and I'm feeling good. And technology allows me to work from home.
Saying he'll remain in self-isolation following word he and his wife Sophie tested positive for the coronavirus. You're listening to ABC News.
The coronavirus. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Testing for the coronavirus has been a hot topic as many parts of the country say they don't have enough of those tests. Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institutes of Health tells Cecilia Vega on Good Morning America that the testing will be ramping up significantly over the next week.
Clearly, the system as it was originally designed was very good for what it was designed for. Now, looking forward, we're changing it rapidly. So, you know, rather than playing Monday morning quarterback, let's look ahead. And I believe what we're hearing at the task force, that we are now getting into that phase where we'll be able to really scale it up a lot. I think in the next week or so, you're going to see an acceleration of availability of tests.
Well, I want to get your take on the messaging from the White House right now, because it was just yesterday that President Trump himself said that, frankly, the testing has been, quote, very smooth. Are Americans getting mixed messages on this front? Is it accurate, Dr. Fauci, to say that the testing has been very smooth?
Well, you know, I think, again, I don't want to be getting involved in contradicting or non-contradicting. Right now, as I've mentioned many times, and I'll stick by it, early on, the way the system was designed, as good a system as it was not amenable or designed to approach that broad blanket testing. We're on our way to that now, and we'll be able to do it relatively soon.
Well, I'm sure you've heard what California's Governor Gavin Newsom is saying. He's saying many of the testing kits that they've received there by the government are missing key components. He's comparing these testing kits to printers without ink. Isn't that just unacceptable at this stage?
That was an unfortunate situation. Right now, it's being corrected and is being corrected.
Okay, I've got to ask you just quickly about President Trump and the photos that I'm sure you've seen of him standing next to the Brazilian official who has since tested positive. People are of the mind, I think, that if you come into contact with someone who has tested positive, that you yourself should be monitoring, self-monitoring, or perhaps even in isolation, getting tested. Should all of those things apply to the president?
You know, I leave that to the president's White House physician, who's an extremely competent individual who I know well, and the decisions there were between what would be a potential patient and the physician. So I'll leave that decision to them.
But if you came into contact with someone who tested positive, would you yourself get tested?
Well, it would be the circumstances. Likely I would, but, you know, I'm not sure. It depends on the circumstances. But I think we should follow the guidelines of the CDC about when you are at a risk, what you should do.
And finally, Dr. Fauci, as people are working from home today and we're seeing these shutdowns all over the country, what's your message? How long are we going to be living like this?
You know, it's going to be at least a matter of several weeks. I mean, it's unpredictable, but if you look at historically how these things work, it'll likely be anywhere from a few weeks to up to 8 weeks or more. I hope it's going to be in the earlier part, let's say 2, 3, 4 weeks. But it's really impossible to make an accurate prediction.
And President Trump is expected to declare a national emergency. We are expecting to hear from the president coming up at 1 o'clock. He's expected to make that declaration from the Rose Garden. You'll hear it here on KSL News Radio. KSL News Time, 12:19. Let's get a look at the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's My Style Checking with Rewards. Here's Ricky Meese.
It looks like that, Maria. I apologize. I've got new gloves on that I'm wearing as a precautionary measure, and they're not They're not very friendly for buttons and typing.
Right.
It looks like that little bit of slowing that we had northbound on I-15 going through Layton was due to an earlier crash near Hillfield Road. Had been blocking a right lane. I can't see it in the cameras anymore. It looks like they may have been able to get it out of traffic. We do have a crash westbound 3500 south at the I-215 belt route. This is in West Valley. It is on the right. You can still access I-215. You just need to use a little bit of caution. Crash with injuries 7800 south, 1300 west, and also the cleanup of an earlier accident downtown Salt Lake City, 500 west, 400 south. The UACPA supports its members through advocacy, professional education, and leadership development, helping them succeed in an ever-changing financial world. Proud sponsor of Money Making Sense. Download the podcast today. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Okay, hang tight for just a second. It's amazing how much our lives can change in just a couple of days. You're wearing gloves?
I am.
Plastic gloves on in there?
Yes, our first line of defense here at Broadcast House. We wash our hands, and they have also provided us, as you know, a lot of hand sanitizer. And now they're also giving us plastic gloves to be able to go just the extra step and measure to try to take precautions.
Okay, but they don't work so well with those buttons.
No, they don't. Or typing. We're not panicking. We're staying calm, but we still have a job to do.
All right. Thank you, Ricky. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And the latest on the 7-day forecast with Grant Wayman.
Unsettled weather pattern moving in for us for the next 7 days. Today, we'll just get a couple of clouds rolling in during the afternoon with a high of 53 degrees. Saturday, though, we'll have some scattered showers developing throughout the morning hours. And then we could have some hit or miss showers in the evening. And then on Sunday, we could also have some hit or miss showers. But other than Saturday morning, I would say most of the day on Saturday after that will be dry, and most of the day on Sunday will be dry. But no, there will be a couple of scattered showers. Highs there will be in the 60s. Partly cloudy with 60s on Monday and Tuesday. And then another round of rain moves in for Wednesday and Thursday. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSO Weather Center.
And 44 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Well, I'm happy to report some good news today, and that's about the markets. They have been in positive territory. Right now, the Dow is up more than 700 points. It was up over 1,000 for a bit, but now it's at 762. The S&P up by 81, and the NASDAQ is up by 212. We'll continue to keep you up to date and bring a complete update of money news coming up at 1225. KSL News Time, 1222.
Winter's hard on your home, and homes aren't always equipped to handle winter. Do you know how your roof is handling winter? Wasatch Heat Cable is known for their heat cabling and snow retention systems, customized to your roof. Ask about their spring discounts through the end of April. Listen to what Tyler from Holiday says about Wasatch Heat Cable.
Last February, we had ice buildup on areas of our roof I hadn't even noticed before and had been happening for years. Now our beautiful home had water seeping in. Wasatch Heat Cable knows their stuff, and now I understand how the process of thawing and refreezing works. We had our heat cable installed last spring, and they worked around our schedule. This winter, the snow on our home is melting the way it should, and we're prepared.
This is a great time to get heat cable on your home. Don't wait till water's coming in. Their skilled technicians install year-round. Remember to ask about spring discounts for installs through the end of April. Schedule your estimate. Call 801-866-1110. That's 801-866-1110. Or visit wasatchheatcable.com. Call now.
Napa Know How.
Right now, only at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount. So you can avoid getting stranded on the side of the road by picking up some quality parts like batteries, brake pads, and more. Meaning you can prevent the problem before it ever becomes a problem. Bravo. That's 20% off for AAA members. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 3/31/20.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents...
Lemu. And Doug.
Lemu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What? Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
We looked everywhere for her engagement ring.
We looked online. We went to the mall. We just weren't seeing a lot of variety.
We spent months looking. It was exhausting.
Then we went to Shane Company. They had the largest selection, and I was able to bring my vision to life.
At Shane Company, build your dream ring in 3 easy steps. First, select an engagement ring style you love. We have thousands of exclusive designs in every price range. Second, Pick a diamond, ruby, or sapphire for your center stone. Each stone is natural and ethically sourced by us. No other jeweler has the variety of stone shapes and sizes we have. Finally, add your own touch with a decorative head, an engraving, or a matching wedding band. Build your dream ring and still get the best value in town.
I love my ring, and I can't stop staring at it.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
Sports Summer News sponsored by the Shane Company. For the best value on unique jewelry that's made to last, visit the Shane Company. Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming up in about 10 minutes here on KSL News Radio. You're not working remotely today, Lee?
Nah, I'm here.
You can go
I'm
too.
On the front
Everyone's
lines.
Leaving me. It's okay.
It is kind of a ghost town in the newsroom, huh?
Kind
of
is.
A lot of folks with the capability of working remotely have chosen
it's
to do
thing,
so.
It's a good thing. You know, why be in a group of people when you don't need
sure,
to be?
Sure, 100%. On today's program, we will be paying a lot of attention to the coronavirus and the continued impact it's having here on the state, on the country, and of course around the world. We'll be speaking to representatives from Harmons, the grocers, talking about what is on their shelves, what they're doing to help mitigate the spread of this coronavirus, and what you can expect if you're heading to the grocery store this morning. Also, later on in the program, on the political front, Derrick Brown, chairman of the Utah Republican Party, will join me during the program to share some pretty important news, and that is that the in-person convention for the nominating convention, mm-hmm. the state, that's going to be, it's not going to happen in person. So in years past, when folks have gotten together at different convention halls to do this nominating, to hear from the candidates, that's going to be totally different this year. All of it will be moving online. We're going to get an explanation of that, what it means, and what both voters, delegates, and candidates can expect as this process moves forward.
We're lucky to have those capabilities.
100%. Absolutely. Right. It is allowing us to have better tools in our arsenal to combat this spread of the coronavirus.
All right. Thank you, Lee. Right. Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming your way at 12:35. Watching Utah's Money, it's brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Comcast says it's increasing speeds and lowering the cost of its entry-level internet package for low-income households to help allow people to work from home. AT&T also says it's temporarily removing data caps. KSL Drives Lamborghini is stopping production of its Italian supercars for nearly 2 weeks as a health precaution for employees. All of the brand's cars are manufactured at its plant on the outskirts of the northern Italian city of Bologna. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 748 points. That's up by nearly 4%. It sits at 21,949. S&P 500 up by 81. The NASDAQ up by 209. Another update of your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 1227.
It's morning. Just like any other morning, you get out of the shower and dry and do your hair, then painstakingly apply your makeup. You get dressed. You're about ready to go. One more time you look in the mirror. You stare at your face, down to your shoes, back up again. You smile, and then, just like every day, you tell yourself, I've got to do something about my smile. But then you think about the money involved. You shrug your shoulders and put the thought off until you do it all over again the next morning. Well, don't put it off any longer. Grandpa's Dental is personal dental care for your entire family, and that includes your smile. Nothing cookie cutter, no one-size-fits-all cosmetic dentistry. With Grandpa's Dental, you know they care about your budget as well. Choose a full mouth restoration and save up to $5,000.
Digital porcelain crowns start at $3.99, implants for as low as $12.99 each, and you get the crown for free. Or even an upper and lower denture starting at $3.79. So don't shrug off your smile any longer. Visit GrandpasDental.com. GrandpasDental.com.
Hey, did you know 1 in 4 Utah crashes is caused by distracted driving? Not only is it illegal to text and drive in Utah, but it puts your life and the lives of others at risk. It can wait. Anything that takes away your attention is a distraction. So please, focus on your driving and only on your driving. You'll be joining KSL on the road to zero fatalities. Zero fatalities. It's the only acceptable goal. Please don't text and drive.
Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's MyStyle Checking with Rewards. Here's Ricky Meese.
We do have a good drive on the Valley freeways. Had an earlier accident reported northbound I-15 near Hillfield in Layton. It's been moved out of traffic. We still have the accident. This is going to be at 3500 South at I-215's Belt Route. Everybody is over to the right. Keep an eye out for that. And also the cleanup of a crash with injuries, 7800 South
at 1300 West. A revolutionary from the Congo and a farm boy from Idaho, can these missionary companions transcend their differences to create a better world? Winner of the Audience's Choice Award, Heart of Africa, in theaters now. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Here's Dan Guthrie.
Cloudy skies with us for the remainder of the day. We have showers moving out of southern Utah and central Utah into eastern Utah, but the southern portion of the Wasatch Front is going to get a little bit of that shower activity, mainly south of I-80. But for the most part, we're just talking about clouds. But again, scattered showers will be possible this afternoon over the valleys in Utah Valley as well as over the mountains. Not going to amount to a whole lot. Highs, upper 40s, lower 50s. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12:30. I'm Maria Chaleos, 44 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.
The coronavirus.
Two more cases of the coronavirus were confirmed in Summit County today. The men that tested positive are under the age of 60 and are visitors to the area. They were not traveling together. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints announced some changes in the operation of their temples in Utah. The Utah temples remain open, but only for living ordinances, such as weddings and sealings, and this will be by appointment only. Proxy work in all temples worldwide will be suspended for now. Our top national story this hour from ABC News. Coming up in 30 minutes, President Trump is expected to declare a national emergency to help free up funds to help in the fight against the coronavirus. The president will speak from the White House. We will have coverage right here on KSL News Radio. Coronavirus concerns are making their way into movie theaters. Megaplex Theaters is announcing that they're remaining open but limiting capacity to no more than 75 people.
Even in our 500 and 600 seat houses, they'll 75 guests at a time, and that just allows people to self-space.
Blake Anderson, president at Megaplex Theaters, says they'll be sanitizing occupied seats between shows. They'll also scale back. They are also scaling back prepared and perishable menu items in their food court.
Eye on the Hill 2020.
There will be no more straight ticket party voting in Utah. A bill to repeal it passed in the final minutes of the legislative session last night. Democratic Representative Patrice Arendt is the sponsor. She says it confuses voters.
People just marking that box, thinking they voted for everything, not voting for the local school boards or the judges or the propositions, the constitutional amendments.
Arendt has been working on the repeal for many of her 20 years in the Utah House and Senate. She's not running for re-election this year. And taking a look at your money at this moment, markets up, the Dow up by 600 points, sitting at 21,796. S&P 500 up by 64. The NASDAQ, it's up by 172 points.